7 Japan, mobile.
N4DJC, KO4NUE. JC, KO4NUE. UE, no contact, I'm clear.
NUE, KN4VWA.
KN4VWA, KO4NUE. What's going on, Steve?
No, I just want to say hey and ask your opinion. Mike Better, Watson Water, TODA. How come?
But the Matrix was a little bit simpler to me. And it looked like something that can kind of sort of be done at home station, too.
It looks good. The only issue I saw with it is if you're outside your circle or outside your triangle, the loads skew. In that video?
Through the one that came through the last email. I'm trying to have to stop it, try to absorb what's happening, so I have not finished it yet, but I have started it.
Okay. Well, the TODA is on the very end of that second run, and take a real good hard look at that, and look what it does when it goes outside versus inside your ring.
I will. I'll take a look. Hey, Steve, real quick, would you mind giving me a signal report, please? I had this Yagi down again. I want to make sure everything's okay.
I feel like the thermotropper is in phase, but the other half of the signal is out of phase, and you're echoing back into yourself a little bit due to the thermotropper.
Couple phase inductor, is that's my issue? Or is it the phase inductor couple problem?
You tell for sure which one that is. No, you're full signal, full quieting. Hey, sounds great. I wouldn't change a thing. Hey, it's good. And I'm on this little cheap QYT 25 watt in my old gold pickup truck. What's the? I know I got good signal, but what's the audio sound like in it?
It's pretty rough, Steve. It's very muffled, and the background noise, which I'm assuming is the truck, I can hear that in the background. That's not too bad, but the audio is very muffled.
All right, try that right there. Now, is that any better? The rain in Spain.
Negative. No change.
All right, well, just put it down to it's a cheap little radio, but you can't understand me, right?
Yeah, I have to work at it, though, be honest with you. It's that muffled.
Be up close on it now. What's that sound like?
A little better. Not too much. Just a little bit, though.
Well, I guess I'll just have to remember to get right up on the microphone on this little thing. All right, well, anyhow, I just thought I'd jump in there and ask you your opinion on that. Finish watching that video. It's really quite educating. And so what are you up to this morning?
I'm trying to get this 440 straightened out here at the house, and finally got it where I wanted. Now I've got 2 meter jacked up, so back up there and try to figure out what I've done wrong.
As far as your 2 meter, I wouldn't change anything, bud. That sounds great. All right, well, I am deep into the mama said to do this and mama said to do that, and that just made my trash run. So I'm headed back into the hacienda as we speak, and I got to get my next assignment. So I'll talk to you later. You have a good weekend. I hope I didn't interrupt too much. KM4VWA, I'm clear.
No, negative. I am unsupervised today. So I'm having a good time.
Let me play at your house.
Over there. Don't you come over here.
guess I am not doomed, but destined for honeydew today. I won't bring any of it over there. KL4NUEA, I'm clear.
Great, Steve. Have a good day, sir. KL4NUE, clear.
806, radio check testing.
Station, say again, call sign, over. Calling station, say again, call sign, over. For NUE, no contact, I'm clear.
For HNR, N4ZLK. HNR, N4ZLK. N4ZLK, clear.
LK, N4OEQ, cross bound.
Hey, Stacy, how are you? N4ZLK.
I'm a little okay, but every time I see this, I'm about to die. I don't understand what's going on with that, so I went in to die. Got a little old boat thing, oh.
Into that, because I have a lot of static location, I guess, but, heard you got the Bofang and your crossband repeating, is that correct?
I am. I'm outside just sitting around out here, so, anyway, so is that any better?
Noise on your signal, safety.
Well, I don't know.
If it's on your end or the repeater's end, Stacy, but I'm not able to copy you very well. I'm sorry. N4ZLK.
Try to catch you later. Thanks a lot. I'll check it out and see maybe what I can come up with. N4ZLK, N4OBQ, crossband repeat. I'm clear.
Stacy, I can hear you then. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Roger. I don't know. I mean, I hadn't moved over.
Mobile, but I'm not too far from the repeater. So, anyway, how are you, Stacy? It's good to hear you this morning.
I'm doing great, man. Just you know, with the situation the way it is, just kind of hanging around the house, and I don't go a lot of places, not anymore, oh.
Security work.
I work for the mall straight out now. I work on Monday and Tuesday, and probably about the best job I ever had. Oh.
You're able to keep busy. I haven't been to a mall in, goodness, several years now.
Almost a thing of the past. I was telling somebody yesterday, I watched them build that mall. I think I was 15 years old, and if I'm lucky, I may get to see them tear it down, over.
If they're going to do it soon, I hope you're able to. It's kind of sad, but I think that's the way of the world. These kind of malls and big stores like that are going by the wayside. It's kind of a shame.
Well, I'm telling you, on Monday and Tuesday, I picked those days. They told me to pick what days I wanted, and there's just nobody in that mall. Just there's a few walkers in the morning, and by the time the store's open, they're already gone, and, you know, ain't just not much to it, over.
That's kind of sad. I guess all those employees are just looking for something to do, because not many shoppers, especially on a Monday or a Tuesday.
Well, now, you know, people don't have the money to go shop. I mean, and it's hard for some people, I imagine, to even pay for the gas to even ride up there to the mall.
I'm having to make cutbacks and rearrange our priorities, that is for sure. Well, it's good to hear you this morning, Stacy. I'm going to let you go. My wife and I are in the vehicle, and we're taking a little trip. I appreciate you giving me the call. Hope you have a good weekend. Take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you again. N4OBQ, N4ZLK.
Just wanted to holler at you. I think it's been a while, and Y'all be safe out there. Have a good trip and enjoy yourself. N4ZFK, N4OVQ. Crossband repeat, I'm clear.
Chris KD.
KD clear. 4CHY, just gonna put out there. I just seen a couple of small aircraft come up on ATRS. Thought that was interesting. N4CHY.
Keep flying, 4OVQ, crossband repeat.
Yes, what are you doing?
Sitting out here in the backyard like always. Tony's supposed to be coming over here. Him and his wife is up at the skating rink, and he's on his motorcycle, so he said he'd be over here shortly.
N4DJC.
Tony don't look like the one that's be putting on a pair of skates. What's up with that?
I think they're just, I don't know if it's their kid or niece or something. I'm not really sure, but they up there watching her. But anyway, go ahead, Jerry.
Here, DX in there, well, Stacy and this hurricane come on too, so I figured I better get in on this while I could.
Yeah, Rogers, well, as you know, I'm not on here that much, so if somebody wants to get me, they better jump when they hear me.
CHY, did y'all hear what I said when I come in a while ago?
Pull up APRSFI in just a second. I see them pop up on there from time to time. Did it beacon you, Keith, or just seen it on the screen?
Just seen it on the screen. Actually, I've got two aircraft coming in now, and today's the first time I've seen aircraft on APRS, so yeah, I thought that was really interesting. And last beacon I saw, they were about 75 miles away, over.
Come up from time to time. Also, you'll see hot air balloons and high altitude balloons, especially on the weekends. A lot of them have put the apers tracking on board, and of course they won't respond to anything like that. But you can track them, and I see them especially. It seems to me I see most of them up around your area, Keith, in Seneca and Pickens County, and up in that area. I don't see much in the Greenville area, but they'll. I've tracked hot air balloons several times, and they're just beacon like crazy about every minute or two until it got up to like 40,000 feet or something like that, and it kept coming back down. I don't know whether it's accurate or not. Go ahead, Stacy.
I just sitting around out here. Got a little bit of breeze out here, and really just doing nothing. Just enjoying a Saturday morning. And drinking coffee, over.
Hey, I'm on this Kenwood D700, and so I've got the other side set up on APRS, so it pops up on the screen. But yeah, there's two aircraft. They must be in general proximity to each other because they're about the same distance away, running about 9,000 feet. I've not seen a hot air balloon yet, and I've seen the guys that do the weather balloon type things too with APRS trackers. I've not seen one of those yet, and maybe I have had aircraft come by before, and I've just not noticed it until today. I had my little handheld setting up here, and it popped up on the screen on it. It said underneath small aircraft, so that's when I got to looking at it on the D700, over.
Up on the Kenwoods, I think it's got something to do. Some people filter those things out. I've seen them multiple times over the years, and there was every once in a while they'll do a. If you can catch it online, I'm not real sure what the website was now, Keith, but you can catch it online where they're doing some cross country balloon deal, and it's kind of like a weather balloon. I don't think anybody's on board or anything like that, but especially when they, I've seen them from time to time when they had the, when they used to have the balloon stuff here in Anderson, but not every balloon had them. And it seems like most like it's the, you know, the weather balloons or high altitude balloons. But occasionally you'll see the other ones. You'll see them pop up across the country sometimes, too, if they have one of those big get-togethers. But again, I can't remember the website now, but they'll, a lot of times they'll notify people when, you know, to track it when it goes across the country.
Yeah, Stacy, what time's Tony supposed to be around there? Because I've got this radio ready to go for him, so I'm getting a late start on brunch, so we've got to eat here in a little bit. Well, I'm going to go fix it here in a minute and get something in our bellies, and then I'd be free to head over that way. What time is he going to be around?
I talked to him. Let me look. Let me see exactly what time I talked to him, and I took it that he would probably be here with around within an hour, but so I'm not really sure, but you can come on down here just anytime you want to, or after y'all eat, or just however how you want to do, but I know he's coming because he's going to bring me that Yaesu HT.
Yeah, I'll do that then. I'll just run down there. He's going to be conveniently located there. Jerry, how far are you from Stacy over there in Anderson?
Too far. I'm just off Stacy. I'm just off Brown Road. Excuse me, that driftwood on right down below where that first little roundabout is. But I'm down in a hole, so I don't know if we can work simplex or not.
I was just kind of curious as to where you were located. I knew you were in Anderson, but I didn't know where. I don't know much about Anderson. There's certain spots like Stacy's place and places where Stepson used to live over there that I'm familiar with. But get too much past that and I'm lost. Over.
Sam's Club is. I'm about a mile and a half from Sam's Club, and I'm about probably 100 yards from Lake Hartwell on the.
I'm kind of down in a hole.
Yep,
I do know where Sam's Club is, so I got an idea where it's at now. Anyway, go ahead,
Stacy. Done heard him coming up. Of course, I don't know exactly how long wife and they were going to be there. He just said they was going to watch her for a little while, and he would shoot on over here. I was going to ask you this. Had he got his radio back yet, so I guess I know now, but I told him I saw two of those radios for sale on Facebook or in that marketplace or whatever, but, so I don't know. They want me to look at this radio here and see if I could figure out what's going on with it. I'll try, but I doubt it's over.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that too. I was wondering if you got it from fiddling around with it too. Yeah, see what you do with it. And if you can't do nothing with it, I'll see what I do with it. Surely somebody got to come up with something. I really don't think there's nothing wrong with the radio. It's bound to be in the setting somewhere. Go ahead, Jerry.
You guys lose me when you start talking about the DMR stuff. I just don't know anything about it. Just one of those onions, you just got to peel layer after layer, and I don't know if I'm capable of peeling them layers off or not. But I tell you, all those radios are so, I mean, not all of them, but so many of them are so different sometimes. It's just confusing. It's, I'll get out to figure out when you got a setting wrong on them. It's just, I mean, I understand why people like them, but I tell you one thing, they're a lot more complex than anything I've dealt with.
Roger that. I got an MD-380 up and running for him. And I spent probably a week on it, getting it going, and I'm real familiar with this stuff. And then I bought one of the new Anytones and got it programmed up, and then he bought an Anytone. So basically kind of redid his, or did his intone too. That's what I'm getting back to him today. But yeah, the radio we're talking about, the Yaesu, I think it's a FT3DR, I believe, isn't it, Stacey?
That's what it is. I can't imagine when you can't hear on it. I don't get that new radio. But hey, Jerry, I was gonna ask you too. I had a good friend that lived over there off Brown Road. There was Pennington. I don't know if you knew him, but take a left and go across the lake down there, and he lived on the left. He used to have a big old motorhome sitting in his yard over.
I don't know the name. I'm not familiar with the name, but if you're talking about heading across, when you cross like that, take a left into Green Hills or somewhere else.
Well, down at the bottom of the hill before you went around the curve to get to the bridge, you took a left and it went across part of the lake right there. And when you went across the lake, he lived the first house on the left right there. Had a pool in the backyard and a big old motorhome. You said he passed away a couple of years ago. He was an electrician, but I didn't know if you might know him or not.
That's where you're talking about now. It's kind of like this little, they got a pipe up under that road that crosses there. And I remember, I don't know the name, but I know where you're talking about now. Yeah, that's a nice area over there. I'm below Green Hills. I'm in the lesser sections. Green Hills is way too rich for my blood. But we've been here about almost 27 years, I think, this year. But there's another amateur somewhere over there close by in Green Hills, was, and I'd pick him up on APRS every once in a while. I actually talked to him a time or two when he was trying to work the International Space Station. But now, if you're talking about Yaesu 3DR, that radio's not that hard to program. I had one of those, and it's not that hard to program, really, so if you need any pointers with it, if that's the one you're talking about, if it's the handheld, I might be able to get some assistance with that, but they are hard to upgrade. It's kind of difficult to upgrade the firmware on those things.
If the number is correct or not, whatever number Keith said, but the thing with this here, just like you can key this rainbow, you can key this repeater up, but you can't hear nothing when it comes back. It's like it's, I thought maybe it had something to do with the tone on it or something was set and it's not breaking the squelch or something. I'm just not sure what's going on with it.
Just have multiple tones on those things. They got tone squelch and they got DCS, which is another type of tone. It's like radio to radio. And I'll look up the manual online and see, but it probably may have a tone squelch set on it, so it's sending out the tone, sending out a tone, or it may be just receiving a tone. But if it's not showing a T or a TS on the, if it's not showing a, if the repeater frequency's in there, and when you transmit it, it's not showing a T or a TS or a DCS, it's something else. The more likely that's what it is. If you train, because you can set the tone on the transmit and on the receive. So it's a possibility it may have the tone squelch set on it on the receive. And but like I said, if you got it set in the memory, if you just got it set up in the VFO, and it's not showing up a T or TS or DCS on it, I don't know what might be causing it.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but I think he programmed this thing on the computer, and I asked him about that, but he's unsure, and he called Yaesu from over here, and the guy was like, well, I don't know what it could be, so, and I get all that about the sea and all that, so I'm just going to look at it, I don't know. I've never I've never flew one like that, so, but we'll see, over.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Fine. Go ahead, Keith.
Still around with it, just on the radio over that afternoon. I couldn't get it to do anything, but I'm like him. I don't think there's anything wrong with the radio. He said he bought it to you and had it like 3 years, but it hardly ever used it. I think it's just definitely something sick.
Do a reset on it and set it back up again, because you can do most of the programming with those through the keypad. I never used the computer to set mine up, either, you know, the 3D or the 5D or either one. I just do a full reset on it and just put it up on the 6-1 machine and set the duplex on it. It's possible. Anything's possible, but if it's not showing a T or a TS or a DCS on it, I'm not sure what could be the issue on it at all. N4DJC.
Guys, I gotta get in here and talk to them, so get out of here. Last update I got, the planes, there's two of them. They were about a little over 100 miles out, running about 8,800 feet. They're almost due south of me, so yeah, they're a good ways away, but they got the opportunity to do it. Anyway, I thought that was really cool. Y'all have a good day, and Stacy, I'll see you later. I'll call you on the radio or give you a text or something when I'm headed that way. And Jerry, take it easy and have a good day, and we'll catch you later. 8-4-C-H-Y, I'll be clear and let you.
Keith, I'm on go too. I got a phone call or two I need to make, and I'll catch you and Jerry both later. 8465 N4OVQ cross band repeat. I'll be clear. See you, Jerry.
Hey, Stacy, you got a savvy, if you need help with that 3DR, if that's the one it is, I may be of some help to you. Just give me a shout or anything. Talk to you later, guys. 73 N4DP.
K4OAQ, this is KO4SSM. 4OAQ, this is KO4SSM. KG4OAQ, this is KO4SSM.
SSN N0TR. Good morning. 0TR clear. Bird DJC N0TR. GR clear. Bird DJW N0TR.
I talked to you. Have you not figured that out yet? N4OVQ cross band repeat.
I've been insulted, Stacy. Now, I got to tell you, there's a lady on here that keeps in touch with her husband up in the mountains, and KO4SS November, I think. And if she breaks in there, you be sure and give her some clearance, old man. Bernice and I just come in from outside doing yard work and taking care of the girls. How's your day?
Good, Tom. I just been around out the back. That stuff, but that's about it for me. It's really too hot to be doing anything other than laying on the couch.
Well, for one time in a long time, I gotta tell you, you got a poor signal today, and that's very unusual. But I wholeheartedly agree with you, but Bernice is a workhorse, and she kept me out there longer because I was worried about her, so. She did some weed eating, and I took care of the chickens and the blowing off the grass behind her where she went. Then she wanted to pick strawberries. Oh, that just kills me. But wanted to get her inside as soon as possible. I got 84 degrees and 67% humidity outside, Stacy, in 4OVQ and 0TR. And leave a little gap for that lady.
I did hear a lady while ago right before I called you or heard you, whatever. But well, my signal, I'm on a little old boat thing doing crossband repeat. I was on my Yaesu FT60R earlier, and Shane, he couldn't hear me. Every time I'd key that thing up, the screen would go blank, and I just took it off the charger. But when I would key it up, it was just like it just, the battery was dead or something. So I'm not sure what's going on with that, but I went and got this little old boat thing, so I don't know what the issue is today, over.
Well, this last transmission, you had about a 5.7 in there, if we was talking on HF, Stacy. So you're fine now. And, yeah, I'd say that battery's gone kaput on you if it did that. That's usually low voltage, and it just goes out and sucks all the juice out. Or the charger didn't charge it, and the charger could be bad. That's the only two opinions I got.
It seems like normally that thing is showing like 8.6 volts, things like that, but when I keyed it up today, it was showing 8.2, and like I say, the screen would go blank. So you may be right, and I've had that thing, Lord have mercy, I've had it 6 years or better, I guess. So, and it's the only battery I've ever had with it, so I may need to check some stuff out over.
And you know, that's you found a lot. That was a handy talkie you had 6 years in the same battery? If so, you've been blessed.
That's what it is. I bought that thing at the Greenville Spartanburg Ham Fest over there. And I gave like $150 for it. It's been a good one. Been working fine up till I noticed this past week. So I guess it's time. Over.
What radio was it, Stacy?
Yaesu FT60R, little HT.
Good radios, buddy. I got an old one in there. I can't even think of the number now. I had a real small one that was a great radio, VX5. And I never could find it after about a year or so. And I think I laid it on the top of the car and I backed out. And we had a bunch of thieves in a rental house next to us and drug addicts. And I think they stole it and just didn't give it back. And it had my name on it and everything engraved into it, but I never saw hide nor hair of it anymore.
So now it's got me wondering about the charger on that thing. But more than likely, I'm thinking it's probably going to be the battery. That's what I'm thinking. But anyway, I'll start looking around and try to figure out something on it, but anyway, Tom, I'm gonna go. I got somebody keeps texting me back and forth, and you know who that person is, because you met him, and she just won't leave me alone this morning, so, but anyway, Tom, y'all have a good day. Tell Bernice I said hey, and y'all stay cool. I'll talk to you later. N0TR, N4OVQ, crossband repeat. I'll be clear, see you, Tom.
Would you come in there? And the pleasure's all mine, sir, and any old time. And I don't know who's texting you, but I suppose it's your war department. Mine's over here doing something, I don't know what, but she did get me a glass of water. I emptied the dishwasher, but I left a couple of the things. I don't know where they go. So she's getting rid of those. I don't see too much in DX, but the sunspots have been better, so might be worth a look. Well, I'd take a voltmeter and put it on that battery and see what it says, Stacy. And you don't have anything to loaded up with, so it might put out the right voltage, but when you put a load on it, it just collapses. Check eBay out. They're pretty good about having all kinds of batteries. 73 station. N4OVQ in 0TR, clear.
Stand, this is KG4OHU.
Hey, KG4OHU.
Yeah, we're just about through all the hard stuff, so, and we've still got a ways to get back to the car, but none of it's difficult. We decided to do all the hard stuff first.
Yeah, I got that picture you sent. Were you climbing, looks like, up a ladder?
Yeah, this one section has a couple of hand-built ladders on it. It's pretty steep.
Made it okay?
Your brother's become quite the pro.
You did.
Video, he's going to send you once we get back to good coverage.
How much do you got left?
It's in about 2 hours, but I'm going to overestimate. It's not hard hiking what we have left.
You going downhill, uphill?
Well, it's uphill, but it's more gradual, and not all of it's uphill. It's the same hike that he and I did the very first time we went together on my birthday last year.
Lots of water.
Got one and refilled one down at the bottom of the creek, and gonna refill another one here when we get to the top of the falls.
Guess you're using that water filter?
It's a lifesaver. I would have ran out of water for sure.
Good to have that with you. To tell Ronnie to be drinking lots of water too.
What time?
My bro to drink lots of water.
Three and a half since you left this morning, so we stopped a bunch of times on this way up, so we're on a little mini break right now.
Good, lots of bathroom breaks, but still good. What antenna are you using?
Standard long rubber duck that I bought. I'm pretty close to the Caesar's Head repeater, plus I've got it. I'm out of that low spot, so it'll probably be fine the rest of the way back.
Good, a little bit of background noise, but still you sound pretty good.
Just sent you a few videos, so I don't know if you've gotten them yet, but they should be coming.
I haven't gotten them yet, but I'll be looking for them.
4OHU.
KO4, SSN, clear.